Nice job, the coach said as Lou trotted back over to the side like a pro. Like this was no big deal, and he knew it. He glanced over at me. I spit shells on the ground. The coach also called out a time and scribbled it down, but I didn't catch it. Next up was the big, goofy-looking kid the coach called Sonny. He was the one getting yelled at when I first got there about not kicking his legs up high enough in the warm-up. To be honest, he didn't look like he could even walk in a straight line, so I figured this was going to be pretty funny. Sonny got in position, closed his eyes, and took slow, deep breaths. Then the coach blew the whistle, and off he went. I could tell he was pushing as hard as he could, but he just wasn't going nowhere. It was like he was running into the wind, even though it wasn't a windy day. Like his shoes weighed a ton or his bones were heavy or something. Nobody cheered for him, and a few of the other kids even laughed.
We'll see who's laughing when we get to the mound,
the coach barked at the sniggering runners. They all cut it out quick. Sonny loped back over and joined the group, unfazed. He didn't even mind that he had run the slowest I had ever seen anyone run. His sprint was like a jog. My mother could have probably smoked him. Mr. Charles might have even burned him up, and he's like 1,000 years old. The coach gave Sonny a nod, then turned to the next person, a girl.
Next up, Patina.
The Patina girl was tall and sprang up and down on her toes, rolling her neck and shoulders, I guess to loosen up. Her hair was yanked back in a stubby ponytail with lots of frizz around the edges. When the coach blew the whistle, Patina broke out in a flash, zooming down the track, definitely faster than Sonny, but not quite as fast as Lou. Still, I was impressed. I mean, I don't know a whole bunch of girls who can run that fast. Actually, I don't really know a whole bunch of girls who run at all. They always be trying to be cute in school, but I ain't mad about that.
Y'all vets better look out for this girl. She runs the 800 like it's a skip down the block,
the coach said, giving Patina a high five. If anybody complimented me like that, I'd be trying hard not to smile, but would probably slip a little one in. But she, Patina, she just kept it cool and got back in line like it was nothing. I could tell she was no joke. After Lou, Sonny, and Patina ran, the coach told all the other runners, the vets, to line up and show the newbies how it was done. So on and on it went, the whistle blowing, one by one, boys and girls on the line, sprinting down the straightaway, each of their times being recorded. Some were faster than others. Actually, most of the vets were pretty fast, but nobody was faster than the pretty boy Lou. Nobody. And the coach kept saying stuff like,
Lou's still the one to beat,
which was kind of pissing me off because, I don't know, it just made me think about this kid Brandon at school who always, always picked on me. Not even just me, though. He picked on a lot of people, and didn't nobody ever do nothing about it. They just said stupid stuff like, can't nobody beat him. Same kind of rah-rah this bowling ball head coach was kicking about this kid Lou. It's just, ugh. I mean, he was fast, but honestly, he wasn't that fast.